I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Candidates for Ouachita Parish School Board had an opportunity Wednesday to share their education views at a forum hosted by the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. Four of eight candidates appearing on the November 4th ballot attended the forum. Candidates Juanita K. Ottenberry Cook, Randall Collins, Tommy Como, and Greg Manley were present at the event. Those candidates were allowed to speak about themselves and why they were interested in being on the school board and were asked a question about what they see as the most urgent issues in education. Northern Louisiana and southern Arkansas will experience a rare partial solar eclipse coming up this evening. The moon will come between the sun and the earth and cast its shadow on a portion of North America. The moon will consume approximately 40% of the sun's surface as the sun nears the western horizon. The eclipse will look very similar to one that occurred in May of 2012. It'll begin at approximately 4:55 this afternoon and peak at approximately 5:56 p.m. During a solar eclipse, the sun, moon, and earth form a nearly straight line with the moon in the middle. The moon temporarily blocks the sun in select areas on Earth. The U.S.'s next solar eclipse, which will be a total eclipse, will not occur until August of 2017. Republicans seeking political office are keeping their distance when asked about the governor's job performance. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the issue.
Governor Bobby Jindal has 14 months left in office, and he says he still has plenty of work to do in Louisiana, even though a presidential campaign could be on the horizon. During recent debates, candidates have been asked what grade they would give the governor. Jindal says it's too early to give himself a grade.
The grade I think that is fair to give is incomplete. We've still got more work to do, and we're going to continue to show up to work every day to continue to make more progress.
So far, Republican candidates in the U.S. Senate and the 6th District Congressional races have given good but not great marks when asked to judge Jindal on a scale of 1 to 10. Jindal defends his record based on the record number of people who are working in the state today.
Our per capita income is now higher than it's ever been before. Our per capita income ranking is higher than it's been before. Our economy has grown almost twice as fast as the national economy since I've taken office.
Jindal has made it no secret that he is considering a potential presidential run in 2016. The governor says he's not interested in running for his old job as a U.S. representative. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The Louisiana Department of Education released a report Wednesday on the evaluation of public school teachers. The report shows 92% of teachers received an effective grade. Superintendent John White says while we should be proud of teachers receiving that achievement, the inflation of highly effective scores outpaced the growth of student achievement scores.
When we evaluate ourselves at a level that is more generous than we are evaluating our students, we are not doing our kids any favors.
Teacher Compass ratings are based equally on student growth score and classroom observations. Individual school districts are responsible for rating their teachers. White says schools and school districts that set a high bar when observing teachers see progress in both educators and students.
And this is a significant lesson from this year's report because of its implications for what it means to use Compass well and what it means to not use it well.
White says the most critical piece of information they receive from the report is that schools who expect more of their teachers will see an increase in student growth. This is KEDM News.